message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
May please have your seat. God bless you powerfully in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want us to jam our hands together as we appreciate our Father in the Lord for this great opportunity that He has given unto me to stand before the people of God. If you are clapping your hands, please do so very well. God bless you. Hallelujah. Sir, we pray that the Lord will bless you more and more in the name of Jesus. The anointing of God upon your life shall never run dry in the name of Jesus. Stand here under the anointing of this great man of God. And I know that God is going to bless somebody here tonight in the name of Jesus. Mama, I appreciate you. Let's appreciate Mama in the house this evening. We thank you so much for your support. You shall be blessed all the days of your life, Ma, in the name of Jesus. The Lord shall keep you and keep all that pertaineth unto you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Quickly, without taking much of our time, we have been treating the theme, Showers of Blessings, and we are going to continue in that same line tonight. The topic is Showers of Blessing via dedication unto God. I'm trusting the Holy Spirit to grant me speed tonight so that we can cover as much as possible and still have enough time to pray. You know, Papa has explained to us what Showers of Blessing is. You can shorten it as SOB. Showers of Blessing, SOB. Hallelujah. The downpour of blessing into a man's life by God is called SOB. Praise the Lord. When God releases His blessing into your life, you become an SOB carrier. You become an SOB man. Turn to your neighbor, say, are you an SOB man? If he's not answering you very well, tell him that I am an SOB person. You know, who you are is what you call yourself. Yoruba will say, Bonigba ba se pe gba e, be na se ma ba gbe. In my place, hallelujah. In my place, we say, the way you call your calabash, that's the way people will call it with you. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Showers of blessing means rain like release of blessing into a person's life, which turn the person into envy of others. And these, among many other definitions, were released by Papa unto us. And I want to tell you, one of the things that made Isaac to become an envy to his generation was because God showered him with so much blessings. The blessings were just too much. Do you know that it's because of showers of blessings upon the life of Joseph that made his brothers to become envious of him? If you study the scripture very well, this guy from childhood was highly favored. He enjoyed favor so many that the brothers became envy aside the dreams and visions that God gave unto him. Our God's desire is that every one of us must be blessed. I shall be blessed by Him. The Bible says in the beginning, God releases His blessing upon everyone. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. The Bible said God releases His blessing. The book of Genesis chapter 1. And the Lord blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion. The blessings of God brings dominion. The blessings of God brings fruitfulness. The blessings of God brings multiplication. The blessing of God brings increase. Hallelujah. And the release of these blessings upon man empowers him for dominion. And it is the blessing of God that terminates curses. It is the blessings of God that terminates evil. It is the blessings of God that terminates lack and failure. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But man lost it. But we thank God that Jesus Christ came to restore back to us that which was lost in the garden. And that is why I want you to know that God wants you to be blessed. God wants you to be blessed. But however, there are some things that we need to do in order for us to tap into this blessing. In order to tap into the showers of blessing. You know, when you say shower, shower is different from sprinkling. Hello? Shower is different from just little rain falling. What do we call it? There's one English for it. Say, when it's... Dizzling. God bless you, sir. Dizzling. Or dew. Shower is different from dew. Dew is the one that just mist condensing and the thing settling. If there is shower, you don't need anybody to tell you that there is shower. Because you know what? The ground will be wet. There will be a kind of calmness immediately. How many of us remember sometimes in December when rain fell? in December last year. Immediately there was calmness. The next day there was calmness everywhere. The dust calmed immediately. As the showers of God comes upon your life, everything that is like dust in your life, they shall come down in the name of Jesus. Every storm shall be calm in the name of Jesus. There are things for us to do. Yesterday, Mama taught us on the use of the word of God. And tonight we are looking at dedicating our life unto God. What is dedication? Dedication means to be set apart for the use of God. To be set apart for the use of God. It is the act of giving out oneself wholly to God. The act of giving oneself out wholly to God. What is dedication to God? Number two, or number three, dedication is a state of awesome devotion, consecration to God and to the things of God. Awesome devotion and consecration to God and to the things of God. To be given to the cause of the kingdom. Totally surrender to the cause of the kingdom. I want you to know that dedication is beyond commitment. There is this story or this saying that one day chicken and pig were going out in the evening. And they saw a place in a town where there are so many poor people. And they said, please donate so that we can feed the poor. And the chicken tapped the pig. He said, we should donate something. The pig said, yes, we should donate. And the chicken said, I will donate egg. And he turned to the pig. He said, donate ham. Ham is the meat that you get from pig when you process it. Is it pig or sheep? No, pork is what you get from sheep. I mean pig. Said, donate some pork for them. And the pig shook his head and smiled. Said, indeed you are giving something, but I'm giving everything. You can't get the pork if you don't kill the pig. So if the pig, we donate the pork, definitely the pig has to die. But chicken can lay some eggs and still continue to live. Some of us have what we call chicken devotion to God. What we are giving is just eggs. But what God is asking for is your whole life. Everything. Everything. You know, you get to the place of devotion that everything is for God. Everything. Everything. Lord, you are everything to me. Everything. Everything. Lord, you are everything to me. My pleasure. My pride. My priorities. Everything. I lay them down. I give them all. Brethren, until we get to this place, we are not dedicated. You have to move from the level of the egg to the level of donating all. Praise the Lord. That is devotion and dedication to God. And you know, the reason why God is asking us for this is because we belong to Him. Those that are dedicated are the ones that belong to God. The book of Leviticus chapter 27 verse 28. Leviticus 27, 28 says something. It said, notwithstanding, no devoted thing that a man shall devote unto the Lord of all that he had, both of man and beast, and of the field of his possession, shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted thing is most holy unto the Lord. When you are devoted to God, you belong to Him. You have surrendered all. You have given all. You have let go of everything. I'm not talking of commitment. Commitment is the donation of the egg. Devotion is the place of giving all to God. And that is what makes God to open the windows of heaven and pour out a shower. To somebody tonight, there shall be a release of a showers of God in the name of Jesus. Not just a release, but a continuous shower of God is coming upon somebody in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Dedication to God means to love God. to love him with all our heart. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5 says something. Say, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with what? With all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Everything about man is involved. The heart, the soul, which is the spirit part, and the might, which is the bodily part. Everything for God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When you give your life to Christ, you belong to God. And as we have read from the book of Leviticus 27:28, when you have given your life to Him, you have surrendered all to Him. You are now a part of God, a part of Christ. And the acceptance of the death of Christ is what redeems us from the curse that terminates the blessings at the beginning. So, when that curse is terminated via the release of the blessing that comes from the cross, you belong to God and you should let go for God. They that belong to God are wholly dedicated to Him. Dedication is more than just mere commitment, just like I've said. It's just a mere coming to church, doing one or two things in the church. It is absolute surrender to God and devotion to Him. I pray that God will give us the grace to be devoted to Him in the name of Jesus. What are the benefits of dedication to God, or the blessings that arises from dedication to God? Quickly, I'm just going to run through them. Number one is deliverance from evil and destruction. Deliverance from evil and destruction. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Daniel chapter 1 from verse 1 to 28. Time will not permit us to read through this story. But the Bible said in a particular year, Daniel chapter 3 from verse 1 to 28. Daniel chapter 3 from verse 1 to 28. The Bible said King Nebuchadnezzar woke up one day and he decided to make a gold image. And the Bible described it as so big and so mighty. And the man set it in a particular place. And he said, everybody must bow. They must bow to this gold image that I've made. I don't know what came upon the man. He just decided to do that just to make people to know that he's king. But you know, there are these three Hebrew children that refuse to bow. And you know, their reason for refusing to bow is because they are devoted. They cannot allow themselves to leave the worship of the living God to the worship of the false God. Their commitment and their devotion to God is absolute. Absolute. Absolute devotion to God. And this guy said, King, we are not going to bow. And we are not even careful to answer you in this case. Because we know we cannot do this. We are totally committed to God. We have surrendered our life to God. Perhaps, maybe somebody or something have set himself in the place of Nebuchadnezzar in your life. And he's telling you that you have to bow to me for you to leave. Tell that thing, I am dedicated and devoted to God. I cannot leave my devotion to God and bow down to you. Perhaps you are looking for a job and somebody said you have to sleep with me before you get the job. Or you are a student, one lecturer somewhere that his brain is not working properly, decided that I have to see your pants before you get the A grade or you get B. Tell the person, my God is able because I am sold out to God. I cannot defile the temple of God. Hallelujah. This guy said, we cannot do this. And they refused to do this. In verse 8, they said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it is this one, O Erubawa. If it be so, our God whom we serve, can you see that? Our God whom we serve, these are people that are totally committed, is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace and from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. May you be delivered from the hand of everyone that is intimidating you, that wants you to leave your devotion to God. May you be delivered in the name of Jesus. To call the story short, we all know the end of it. These guys came out on scratch. No smell of burning fire on their body. The Bible said they threw in three men, and the king himself said, ah, but I can see four. God himself stepped down. That is how God comes down to defend those that are dedicated and devoted unto him. He came down himself and they were dancing and playing and gisting in the fire. And just like Pastor Ebenezer said, microwave came out of that theory. Hallelujah. Many of you don't believe it. Don't worry. There are several things that came out of the Bible that you are using today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Shall we continue? Number two, God delivers people that believed in him. We see the same thing in the book of Genesis, chapter 8, verse 9. God always delivers. The Bible says in the book of, said that the angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and deliver them. I think that's in Psalm 34, verse 7. Say the angels of the Lord encamp around them that fear him, those that believe in him, those that trust in him, those that are dedicated unto him. God encamped round about them and he delivers them. Number two, dedication to God brings a man honor. 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 Honor comes to you in the place of devotion and dedication to God. When you are dedicated to God, God honor you. In the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 2, verse 30, the Bible says, him that honor me, I will honor. Hallelujah. Wherefore, the God of Israel said, I have said indeed that thy house, the house of thy father, should walk before me forever. But now the Lord said, be it far from me. For them that honor me, are we what? How we honor. And them that despise me, are we what? They shall be lightly esteemed. Praise the Lord. May you not be lightly esteemed of God in the name of Jesus. May God honor you in the name of Jesus. In other words, what he's saying is those that are devoted to me, are we honor. Because devotion makes you to honor God. Those that are devoted, those that are dedicated to me, are we honor. But those that did not honor me, that are not dedicated to me, I will lightly esteem. Praise the Lord. What brought Solomon so much blessing, so much favor, in the book of Genesis, 1 Kings chapter 3, it's all about his devotion and dedication to God. This guy was so devoted and so dedicated that he was ready to sacrifice all to God. And God blessed him tremendously. Number three is supply, increase, and abundance. Those that are dedicated and devoted to God always enjoy increase, abundance, supply. They never lack. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 34, verse 10, says, the young lion do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. How many things? Any good thing. They that seek the Lord. They that are committed. They that are devoted to God. They that are dedicated to God. They that are separated for God. They shall not want any good thing. Lion, as strong as they be, may suffer hunger. Praise the Lord. You will never suffer hunger in the name of Jesus. I say you will never suffer hunger in the name of Jesus. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 6 says something concerning that also. You see, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the ways of the sinner, nor sitteth in the ways in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. That is, what God loves is what he loves. And in his law does he meditate day and night, totally devoted to the word of God. And he shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers, that bringeth forth what is fruit in season, and his leaf, that's the one I love most, his leaf shall not wither. That is, he will not suffer any loss. When he's growing old, he's still strong. Praise the Lord. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That is perfect blessing. You know, sometimes ago, myself and Papa and some people were talking about our fathers in faith. And we're like, these people, somebody visited Papa and was talking about Bishop and Bishop Abioye. And he said something. He said, that day I went back home and I prayed some powerful prayers. I tap into that grace sincerely. Said they will come to work in the morning and work, I think, from morning to a particular time, maybe 6 or so. Then they will go home and come back at 9. Then they will pray from 9 till 11. Then from 11, they will start night walk. Then they will walk from 11 till 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. in the morning, and they will go. And by 6 a.m., the man is 5:30. The 5 a.m. or 5:30, the man is back. And he said the funniest thing is that the man will not look as if he didn't sleep. And they will be wondering. So even as they are dozing, the man will be saying, like, I know you are dozing. God will strengthen you. Now, this is the thing. The man is older than all of them. Praise the Lord. And yet, the older is stronger. How does it work? Science, I put my mind to it. How does the older stronger than the younger? And God said, just the grace. These people are sold out to God. So God backed them up. They don't lack energy. Good health is there. Abundance is there. Praise the Lord. Brethren, it pays to serve God. It pays. Papa always says, I'm joining him. I'm now joining him fully to say it also. It pays to serve God. Let me say it like Papa will say it. It pays to serve God. Pays to serve God. I tell you, it pays to serve God. It pays to be dedicated to God. Release yourself unto him. Many of us are dedicated to things that are mundane. Some people are dedicated to funny things. I don't want to go into them tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because if I go into them, we will not finish. There are some things that I wouldn't say I have dislike for. They are good. But I ask myself, what is the benefit of some of these things? I waste my time and energy on such things. Praise the Lord. We are not going to that tonight. Number four, dedication to God leads to a happy, joyful life. Those that are dedicated to God are filled with joy. You know, there are people that dedicated themselves to their career. All the days of their life, they are busy running up and down, building castle for Pharaoh. Building castle for Pharaoh. Building organizations and empires for somebody. Something that will perish and end here on earth. I tell you, the best thing to do with your life is to serve God. The best thing to do is to dedicate yourself totally to him. That's the best. It's the best. You can't have fulfillment from building castle for Pharaoh. Can't have fulfillment. You can't. And that's why you see people after working for so many years in the oil industries, Lord BJ Chevron, then they retire. Then after 2 years, you hear that the man has stroke. Then the man will live another miserable 5, 6, 7 years and he's gone. And all the things he has labored for, somebody will begin to cruise it around. Vanity. Vanity. And somebody will come and preach to the same man. The same man will answer the person, I need to be on the rig now. I'm not saying it's not good. It's good. It's good. But what profit does it give? What's the profit? Brethren, it pays to serve God. Be dedicated to him and your life will be filled with joy. Your life will be filled with joy and happiness. I pray that God will bless us in Jesus' name. Number five, I'm going to stop for that because of time, is dedication to God. Dedicating ourselves to God brings us closer to him. When we are dedicated to him, it draws us closer. And, you know, the closer you are to somebody, the more you enjoy the best of that person. Hello? Yes or no? The closer you are to somebody, the more you enjoy that person, the blessings that flow from that person, the more of it. You see, there are some blessings that comes by association. Hello? There are some blessings that comes by association. In my place, they will say, if you sleep with somebody that has lies, if you put your head to the head of the person that have lies, if you are scratching your head, don't ask why. When you are now scratching your own head, don't ask why. Because of course, Omar, the thing will move by association. The Bible says something in the book of James chapter 4 verse 8. The book of James chapter 4 verse 8 said, draw near to God and he will do what? He will draw near unto you. Draw near to God and He will do what? He will move near to you. Brethren, your dedication to God makes God to be closer to you and you to be closer to God. And as you get closer to God, you access His blessing faster. You can command His blessings faster. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Quickly, why should we dedicate ourselves to God? What are the reasons that why we need to dedicate ourselves to God? Number one, dedicating ourselves to Him is our responsibility because we belong to Him. You can take Romans 5:10 down. Because we belong to Him. So, if you are a child of God, if you have been reconciled to God, you have been saved by Him, our life is for Him. Praise the Lord. Our life is for Him because we have been reconciled unto Him. I don't know if you get it. It's like when you take orange in agriculture, we can graft tangerine into orange. Tangerine, we can graft it into orange. Now, when you graft it, by the time the thing comes up and it starts growing, you may not really be able to know. In between, you would think the two are the same, but they are not the same. They are not. Praise the Lord. They are not. They are two different things. But they've been grafted, so they take from the same source. Praise the Lord. Because of our reconciliation to God, we have been translated into the commonwealth of Israel. We are no longer who we were before. We are now part of the kingdom. And Jesus, as the firstborn, we are the fellow children. So we belong to God. My children belongs to me. So it's our responsibility. That's one, number one. So as a child of God, the responsibility lies on you to devote yourself to God. Praise the Lord. Quickly, number two. Dedication to God is vital to our walk with Him. No man can have the best of his marriage or of his spouse if he's not committed to the spouse. It's vital to your walk with God. You can't have the best of God if you are not committed to Him, if you are not devoted to Him. You can't enjoy the fullness of Him. And lastly, our dedication to God is our act of love for Him and faith in Him. It's an act of love for Him and faith in Him. Love for Him. Matthew chapter 22 verse 37. Matthew chapter 22 verse 37. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. So our dedication shows how much we love Him. How dedicated you are to God shows how much you love God. And it's easy to know those that love God. It's very easy. When you see a man or a woman that loves God, it's easy. And blessings is never scarce in the life of those that love God. Because to give to the person that loves you is easy. To give to the person that you love is easy. If somebody asks you to come and give something to your enemy, you will squeeze your face if at all you will do it. But to give to the one that you love, it's easy. Very easy. Praise the Lord. I want us to understand one thing. Our devotion is more than just coming to church. That's what we are talking about. It involves surrendering all, giving all to Him, withholding nothing, giving all over to God. And that is when you can command His showers of blessings continuously over your life. Shall we rise up on our feet as we begin to pray unto God?
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate it.